ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. Simply unprofessional. Simply unprofessional. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a professional.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey!
Devin. Right before I hit record, you were chewing on your mic stand.
I was.
You know, I started to try to almost pick on you about it, and then I thought better of myself because I was like, nah, I've chewed on some pretty weird things. Devin, this week, man, how's your week going, buddy?
Yeah, it's going.
I know we got to change our SU schedule because of your gym schedule.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know or who haven't caught on to the fact yet, Devin and I record SU normally on Thursdays, and then I promptly post them.
4 months in advance.
Yeah, of all, obviously 4 months in advance. But we are going to be switching to, it probably sounds like most likely Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yeah.
That might conflict. That might conflict down the road slightly, unless we can squeeze Tuesdays in before. Because I know we used to do a D&D game on Tuesdays every so often. And I know eventually Ross's schedule will clear up and we'll actually be able to reschedule these things again. But hey, we'll work around it. We always manage to get it done. So I've been sick all week. Go figure. But with that, I was able to watch a couple movies. So one of these movies, have you seen the movie, I want to say it's Fighting With My Family or Fighting With The Family?
Yeah, about Paige.
Yeah. See, okay. I did not realize this was about Paige until, like, maybe halfway through the movie.
That's funny.
Yeah, like, I guess I wasn't, I was half out of it. But, yeah, it's a, the real life, essentially the real life, the, based on the true story of how Paige got into the WWE. Man, I started looking up, like, pictures of her family and stuff. Her dad, mean-looking dude. Now, have you actually seen the movie?
I've seen majority of it. I was watching it and doing other stuff. Like, I think I was cleaning my room or something. So, I mean, yeah. I wasn't, like, super, super paying attention to it. But, yeah, I know it, The Rock's in it.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was going to be based off of the cast a lot more comedic than it was. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't realize until partway through that it was actually based on a true story, and it was just essentially the Paige growing up, and how she got her start into wrestling and how her family was into wrestling. And then man, Vince Vaughn's character, I don't know who that's supposed to be. Like, I don't know who in the WWE that was.
Vince Vaughn's character?
Yeah, because he said, like,
find out.
He said that he sat down and he was talking to her about, you know, how her brother's not meant for this and the type of life that her brother would lead if her brother was brought in, and how essentially he'd be a jobber. Somebody to sit there and make the other stars look good, to, you know, to propel them into stardom. And he's like, yeah, before you know it, he's going to be throwing himself off the, you know, a 13-foot steel cage. And, you know, his breaking his collarbones, and he's, you know, going to be told he's never going to wrestle again, and blah, blah, blah. And essentially that was his story that he was telling her.
Was he supposed to be Mick Foley?
I don't think so. No.
What was...
I mean, maybe like a dramatized.
And who was it?
Who was the actor? It was Vince Vaughn who played him.
I don't, maybe go to full cast, but I don't see Vince Vaughn on this list of people.
Fighting with.
Yeah, there he is. He was Hutch. He was Hutch. I don't know who Hutch was. Hutch was just a guy.
Hutch was just a guy.
Hutch was just a guy. I don't know. I don't know of a guy named Hutch. So he was Hutch. His name was Hutch. I can't recall of any wrestler name and or real person name of a wrestler.
I mean, thinking back on it, now that you've said that, it might be a dramatized version of, you know, essentially Mick Foley's role. Because I know Mick Foley did go on to essentially become like a recruiter, right? What was his role after he stopped wrestling? Do you remember?
He was a general manager for a while. Then he, I think he was like in talent relations or like, he did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Good old Hutch. Hutch.
I don't even see him on the,
it's way down there. He's like way towards the bottom. It took me a minute to find him too. I was like, what the fuck? Like, Big Show is before him. Sheamus is before him. John Cena's before him.
Yeah.
Rod Zapata's before him.
Yeah, oh, and then when you click on the character, all it does is bring up some quotes.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't do anything. You know who wasn't in this movie, and I'm happy about he wasn't in this movie because I love the guy, but he's everywhere now. Fucking Keanu Reeves. I'm so tired of everything, anything ever happening anytime soon. Everybody, like, get Keanu Reeves in it. Have Keanu Reeves do it. Like, Reeves is great.
But what's wrong with Keanu Reeves?
Nothing. I love Keanu Reeves. I just feel like that he's, you know, he's released a good movie. People losing their shit that he's going to be in Cyberpunk. I'm like, and then now every YouTube comment's like, oh, you should get Keanu Reeves in this show. Keanu Reeves or I Riot. I'm like, chill out. Keanu Reeves is good.
All right. That's something else we could talk about. Can you explain? Because I heard about this game, Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
What is this game? I know virtually nothing about it except for I saw Keanu Reeves' picture.
Are you familiar with Cyberpunk as a genre?
Not really.
Okay, that's another conversation that we can get into.
Okay.
Because it's going to be all... I mean, to explain Cyberpunk, I got to explain...
Do I need to pull stuff up and read it?
No, I can... I'll read you what Cyberpunk is, technically. It's a...
Okay. Now, keep in mind, Devin, also... Yeah. If we're ever lacking for content 4 months in advance... Because, you know, this is coming out in 4 months. Because we have so much to talk about. We still have to do our K-pop episode.
We do.
I'll have to get you to do some research and make a file or something throughout the week or whatnot so we can get that banged out.
I'll put out my contacts. I'll reach out to my contacts and I'll see if we can get a couple of K-pop stars on.
Oh, snap. All right. I mean,
be like, hey, what's up?
Devin knows some people.
I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. But yeah, so, I mean, you're familiar with stuff that is kind of in the Cyberpunk setting. I know you are.
Well, I think we talked about this vaguely the other day, and I brought up, Shadowrun or something.
Shadowrun is...
But is that even Cyberpunk? Like, I mean, it's, like, futuristic, but also...
Yeah, it's cyber. I mean, you could put that in the genre of cyberpunk, but it's more like a fantasy cyberpunk. Like cyberpunk, so a good cyberpunk feel would be.
I know steampunk is that.
It's not imagine steampunk totally future, two different futures. But to give you an idea, like imagine Blade Runner. Blade Runner is kind of one of the quintessential cyberpunk worlds. Blade Runner. Then you want to look at stuff like Altered Carbon on Netflix.
Okay. I think I started to watch that.
Battle Angel Alita, you know, that just had a recently had a movie that came out. Which is pretty, it was pretty good. I liked it. I didn't hate it.
I was told to, if I was going to watch this movie, I was told by Kurt, I believe it was Kurt who told me to get up and go to the restroom sometime around a bar fight scene. I'm assuming there's a dead dog somewhere.
Probably.
Because those ruin movies for me, man.
I mean, yeah. They ruin movies for a lot of people. Dead dogs, man. But yeah, cyberpunk. Give you the official definition of cyberpunk. Cyberpunk is a subgenre of science fiction in a futuristic setting that tends to focus on a combination of low life and high tech, featuring advanced technological and science achievements such as artificial intelligence and cybernetics, juxtaposed with a degree of breakdown or radical change in the social order. So like, okay. Cyberpunk.
So you just laid a lot of info on me there.
So cyberpunk is one of my favorite genres. Like, because the Cyberpunk 2077, this movie coming out, is actually based on a tabletop RPG. Yeah, that I've played. It's fun. Fun times. Call Cyberpunk. I'm hoping the movie causes them to reboot Cyberpunk, because it is a good game, but it's not aged well. My personal opinion, anybody out there who thinks it has aged well, fight me. Whatever.
I'll fight you, Devin. I don't even know what this game is.
Fight me. So you want me to break that down would you like me to break it down for you, like what I just said?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, okay, so I get what you're saying. It's futuristic sci-fi, I guess.
Yes. It's futuristic. It's like grounded, but future. Like, have you seen fucking like Downtown Tokyo? Where like high rise building, neon signs everywhere. Have you seen like pictures of Downtown Tokyo?
Yeah.
Imagine that, like, everywhere. Like, imagine this. And people were...
So just, like, there are no suburbs. It's everything is, like, big
city. Pretty much. Big cities. A lot of... you're going to have a lot of...
So now you're not talking, like, Ready Player One style.
No. I mean, worlds, that could be considered in a, like, a cyberpunk thing. Absolutely.
Okay.
I would go a little bit of a different genre to cyberpunk. That'd be, like... Yeah, I would call that cyberpunk. That's close enough. I mean, I wouldn't super like bank on that because they weren't super like high tech. Usually, the telltale signs of cyberpunk are going to be cybernetics, artificial computers. Usually, like you have, very, you know, not always, but usually the staples are, you know, very, very, very tall, like tall city, like cities build up because they're really, really, you know, they're huge cities. They build up because of just various reasons. There's a lot of things.
So cybernetics. So like the Terminator.
You could consider. See, that's more like apocalyptic cyberpunk, though. Like, I wouldn't say. I would say that you consider like the future that they come from to be cyberpunk. Not really.
Okay. So I'm getting all of these wrong.
You're not really. Like, I mean, like I said, like I'm trying to like name some stuff that you would know of, like specifically. Like, let's see. Boom, 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 boom. Like, I would say Ghost in the Shell, but you haven't seen Ghost in the Shell.
Correct, but that is on my list of things to watch because movie or anime? Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, okay.
I mean, let me guess that I'm going the wrong way with this, right? I should probably watch the anime.
You should watch the anime.
You're always getting me to watch anime, though.
The anime movies, though. Like, they're not even like. I mean, there is shows, but you don't have to watch the shows. I'm not even going to make you watch, like, Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. I'm not going to make you watch all that. Just watch the Ghost in the Shell movies, the animated movies. Because basically, I never understand Hollywood. You know, this is a side rant tangent, but it's a needed tangent. So, listen, the same Hollywood writer guy that fucking stole Webby's idea. Removing cities. Listen, I know you're listening to us, so listen up. How do you take something, a movie that was already made, basically copy it verbatim, and still fuck it up? I don't get it. Like, you have a blueprint, and it's not even like you took it.
It's like
looked
nailed it. It's like cooking a cake with a recipe.
It is. It is. It's like, I would understand if you took that and it's like, okay, we're going to use this as inspiration and we're going to vary, you know, we're going to change things differently. And that's fine. If you fuck that up, you fuck that up. That's fine. But I don't understand how you can make a carbon copy of something and fuck it up. Like, if I hand you a recipe, Webby, and I'm like, you need 3 eggs, you know, you're trying to make cake. You need 3 eggs, stick of butter, this, this, and this. And you're like, I have exactly all those things that I need. You throw them all in there. You're like, I follow the directions to a T, and you pull it out, and you somehow you pull a kitten out of the oven. I don't understand how that happens.
Well, shit.
I mean, I would be kind of impressed you because you created cat life with ingredients.
With butter and eggs. Listen, you don't know what I can do with, in the kitchen.
But at the same time, I would be. I'm so lost at how you can do that.
Now,
so my
Darren,
recommendation is this. Yes.
Hold on. If I ever went on Nailed It, okay, and they had me baking this cake, and I used all of the ingredients, and I started pulling kittens out of the oven because that's what my ingredients turned into, do you think I would win just based off the sheer wow factor of me being able to create cat life, as you put it?
I honestly think you would get carted away.
Oh.
Okay. I think you would carted away for experiments.
Well,
I don't think you'd last too much longer. I know I would never see you again.
Damn.
I mean, I'm happy though. Like, you know, you did your thing, you had your moment.
Jacques Torres would be over there being like, this motherfucker's cooking cats.
Exactly. I love Jacques. Can we just talk about Nailed It for a second? I fucking love that show so much. Like, I did love that show.
It took me a while. You swore to me about this show, and it took me a while to actually sit down and watch an episode.
I'm like, Webby, now. I'm telling you. I'm like, Webby, I'm telling you. It's the dumbest thing. Like, you're like, I'm not going to sit and watch a show about baking. I'm like, trust me. Like, yeah. It's stupid, but it works. Even more so, another show about baking. Can I just say, if you want to just have a pleasant evening, like anybody out there, you want to have a pleasant evening, go watch The Great British Baking Show. It is just pleasant people baking pleasant things. That's all it is. It's a fantastic thing. It's like a fucking pasture. They're in a fucking tent. There's goats frolicking about outside. And you just have this sweet lady, Mary Berry, and, you know, and
she's no Jacques.
She's no Jacques, but you have Paul fucking Hollywood. You got Paul Hollywood. His name is Paul Hollywood, Webby.
Still no Jacques. Besides, we already have a Hollywood. Shout out, Anthony.
We do, but it's Paul Hollywood.
And I can tell you right now, he's sitting there saying, oh, fuck you, Webby.
I can tell you this right now. Paul, give you an idea of Paul Hollywood. Paul Hollywood reminds me of Guy Fieri if he never put on a bowling shirt.
Oh, shit.
Never got frosted tips. Like,
oh, so he's like a dull Guy Fieri.
He's like a dull or like a British adult Guy Fieri. Like, I like Guy Fieri. Like,
oh,
I'm
he's British,
hating,
so
like,
he's got something else going for him then. He doesn't need the bowling shirt and frosted tips if he's
like,
British.
Like look, this is your dad in like 19 this is your dad in 1980, right? Like, cool guy, right? This is your dad when you see him.
Are you sending pictures?
I am, in general.
This would not be SU
without
care. Pictures.
People, just go look up Paul Hollywood. Go look up Guy Fieri. You can make the comparison yourself.
Oh, I don't know, man. Guy Fieri, he's pretty wild.
I know, he's wild. I'm saying, like, you have Guy Fieri up top, Paul, and then you have Paul Hollywood on the bottom. They look like they could be related.
True.
They look like they could be related. Like, Paul Hollywood reminds me of a more reserved Guy Fieri. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's like older, like...
It's more. Like Guy Fieri if he never made it to Flavortown. Yeah. Shout out to Flavortown. You know what's up, guy.
Shout out to Hollywood.
Anyway, so, Anthony, what's going on, man? So, yeah.
And now, hold on, insert the... fuck you, Devin.
All right, here. Before or after he takes me to jail. hey, anyway. So, let's run through some novels that is what would be... So, Cyberpunk. Also, real quick, yes... Watch the Ghost in the Shell anime. I'll find them. I'll send them to you because you need to watch that first.
So,
or actually,
androids,
no.
Right? Would that be Cyberpunk?
I don't want to. That would be. I don't
so
want to fuck up. Yeah.
RoboCop. Bam, I got one.
Dredd. RoboCop, Judge Dredd. We all kind of be considered that.
Judge
all,
Dredd
all
was
fall.
Cyberpunk?
Kind of, yeah.
He didn't have cybernetics, did he?
they had like the cybernetic computer systems, like
on them
for like the, you know, the dungeons stuff. Anyway, moving on past that, especially that new one. That new Judge Dredd was amazing. People,
with Carl Urban.
Yes, it was fucking amazing. You all suck. People who hate that movie fucking suck.
I like it.
I know. I said people hate that movie. I didn't say you hate that movie.
But I loved Rampage too.
Well, you can't win them all, boys.
I love that response. Well, listen, Rampage was phenomenal. I have not seen Skyscraper yet, but I was told that The Rock plays an amputee in that movie.
Yeah, he does. He does. And it's okay. I understand he did his homework. He talked to people. He he talked to people who were amputees. And I think he did a very good job as an amputee. I do not fucking care. As an amputee, he could not do half the shit he does in that fucking movie.
But he's The Rock.
I know.
We've established The Rock.
The Rock outweighed the amputee. Like, it's what it was. It was a good, like, honestly, if you want to see an over-the-top movie that I personally find to be enjoyable, it's over-the-top, and it's probably going to get a sequel because it has all that China money going for it. Although Skyscraper also has all that China money going for it, so it's probably going to get a sequel, too. Yeah, China money, people. If you have a really bad idea for a movie, base it in Hong Kong and get them to sponsor it, because it will make money internationally. It will. It will absolutely do so. That is what you do. Like, the only reason why the movies like The Meg got made, Skyscraper got made.
I will not see The Meg.
Why?
It's a giant fucking shark. It's like Jaws on steroids.
Dude, The Meg was actually a really good movie, though.
It looks creepy as fuck.
Dude, it's really not that creepy.
I don't know.
It's predictable. It's not even creepy. It's predictable at this point.
Maybe I'll sit down and watch it with my dad.
You should.
Although we were very disappointed at the last shark movie that I put on.
I'll tell you this.
Was it like 51 feet down or 52?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sharknado. I was going to be like, how can you disappoint at Sharknado, Webby?
Oh, no. That was probably the last shark movie that I watched. I wasn't disappointed at that one. I was disappointed at that other one. Like
50,000 feet under the sea? No, not that.
No, it was about some divers who went diving, and then like the line on the cage broke, and they were stuck in the cage down there with great whites.
I mean, that happens in The Meg. So there you go. That happens in The Meg, but not it doesn't play out the way you think. But yeah, I mean, The Meg was a terrible movie.
Eat the whole cage then? Isn't it like a fucking humongous goddamn shark? It's like a megalodon, right?
Okay, spoiler alert for people who haven't seen The Meg. There's two giant sharks. There's a big-ass shark, and then there's a bigger big-ass shark.
Oh my god, there's a bigger one?
There's a bigger big-ass shark. Like, that's why in the front cover of The Meg...
It's like that mouth that you can see under the
water. It's like the smaller shark. Well, no, there's two covers for The Meg. So if you see the other cover for The Meg...
Send me the other cover for the... Yeah, find me a picture of this. Because I've only seen the one... It has Jason Statham in it, right?
It does have Jason Statham in it.
I like and Jason Statham. Does he get eaten or does he survive?
He's the main character.
That does not matter. Some main characters die.
And it also has the chick... It has Kate Kane.
Who's Kate Kane?
Chick that's playing Batwoman.
Oh, all right. Yeah, no. Okay, so yeah, that first one would be like a great white shark, but I'm more scared of that second one.
That first one's actually more similar to what would be like the Megalodon. Like, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know. That first one more looks like Jaws. That first one would remind me of Jaws. That second one is like, well, things like this should not exist.
Give you an idea.
Yeah.
That first one
would be that middle one.
Yeah, and that last one is the one that's kind of actually below it. They just kind of overplayed it in the movie a little bit. But
that second one where you only see its mouth would probably be like three times bigger than that top one.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty ridiculous. Big. That's what that is.
It's pretty big.
So does Jason Statham die?
He's the main character.
That does not matter. I've seen movies.
So have I. He's the main character.
I'm not going to watch it if he does.
He's the main character of an action movie. When was the last time the main character of an action movie actually died.
I'd have to look, but I swear it's happened.
It has happened, but it hasn't happened recently.
I mean, I don't know. Man, God, I'm glad I don't go swimming. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, I can think of one off the top of my head where the main guy dies and it's depressing.
Now, okay, the bigger shark in the Meg.
Yep.
Based off that title picture that you showed me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it would be that big in the movie?
I'm trying to think. Like, hold on, see.
Like, could it eat a boat?
It attacks the boat. It's not gonna swallow. It can swallow a boat whole.
Well, that one looks like it would probably do a pretty decent number on a boat.
It does a pretty decent number on a boat. It does not swallow the boat whole. I will tell you that. So there you go.
I mean, Jaws ate the backside of a boat, so.
Yeah. Like I said, don't, you're overthinking it. It's fine. It's fine.
Ugh, I don't know.
And the dog survives.
There's a dog in it?
There's a dog.
And it survives.
The dog is swimming. It's like because they're in China, and there's a wedding on a boat, and the dog jumps overboard and starts swimming away, and then the shark comes, and everybody's like, oh, God, the dog's going to die. And at the end of the movie, you see the dog just paddling by. Dog's still making it. Dog's doing his shit.
All right. You've got me. I'm going to watch this movie now just to make sure the dog's
all right. Not a KK, not Ruby Rose. She's playing KK.
Ruby Rose, really? That's the one. Yeah.
Yep. I reverse the names.
That's why I was wondering.
Alliteration on names, goddammit. Anyway.
If you've noticed, a lot of my characters in RPGs have alliterated names, too.
Also has Li Bingbing. You can't deny Li Bingbing.
Who the fuck? Who are these people? Who is Li Bingbing?
She is the main female lead.
You show me a picture of Li Bingbing.
I can absolutely show you a picture of Li Bingbing.
Sorry, listeners, but this is story time.
Look up Li Bingbing.
Yeah, you go look up a picture of Li Bingbing.
Anthony,
yep, you just keep doing you, Hollywood. Insert, fuck you, Webby.
I don't know. I feel like you're talking about somebody Asian that could have been taken as slightly racist.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm not but racist. It's
okay. I know you're not. You can't be racist against Hollywood. It's Hollywood. Nobody likes Hollywood.
Yeah.
Love you, Anthony. All right. I'm trying to find a picture of her and something you would recognize. Bam!
Where are you sending? Are you sending this in general chat?
There you go. She played. She played. What you call it? She played. I think. Did she play Ada Wong in Resident Evil? I believe she played Ada Wong in Resident Evil.
Where did you send this?
I haven't said it yet. Oh. I was just making sure that she in fact does. Yeah, she did in fact play Ada Wong in Resident Evil. All
right.
I'm just trying to find something you would see her in, like
Li Bingbing, huh?
Yep.
Damn.
Like, I'm pretty sure you haven't seen fucking, what you call it? You haven't seen Detective D.
How do you know I haven't seen Detective D?
Because it's a subtitled movie.
So? I watched Ip Man. I loved all the Ip Mans.
Have you seen Detective D, buddy?
No, but it is on my list. It is my to watch list.
Yeah, Detective D's great. I love Detective D. Also, right. People out there. Different separate movie of all time.
That's a weird gun that she's got going on.
It's a weird gun. It's Resident Evil. It's a lot of weird shit in a lot of weird places. I mean, she's also, technically, she was also in Machine Terminator. I feel like she was in Terminator. I feel like maybe it was in Terminator. Let me see. Hold on.
Speaking of cyberpunk, I have a question for you.
Maybe have an answer. What's up?
If a particular movie would fall under that particular genre, there were no androids or anything, so to speak. But what about hackers?
Yep.
Would that be considered cyberpunk?
Yep.
All right. I loved Hackers. That was a great movie.
So to give you an idea, things that would be considered... Real quick, now we're back on time, people. She was in wasn't in Terminator, she was in Transformers. There we go. But to give you an idea, do androids dream of electric sheep? These are books, by the way.
Is that? Oh, okay. I was like, is that book, a question? Book. Am I supposed to answer this?
It is a question mark book. Do androids dream of electric sheep? And that was a question mark, but it's a book. Kind of that book kind of sparked all is like the birth of cyberpunk. Actually, pretty decent read. Actually, people out there want to read it. Read it. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm trying to find some Alter Carbon the book. Blade Runner, the book. Trying to find something that you would recognize. Ready Player One. There you go. Let's see. So that's the books I think you'd recognize off the top of your head. Books I'm recognizing off the top of my head. Short stories. Then there's a cyberpunk short story. Hackers, the short story. Graphic novels and comics. Akira, fantastic.
Oh, I've seen the beginning of Akira.
Fantastic. Really weird statement, but kind of will also fall in the realm of cyberpunk. Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack.
I don't know what that
is. Have you ever seen Samurai Jack? Absolutely not. Should you definitely see Samurai Jack? Yes. Yes, you should. It is the best American. It is the best American animated show possibly ever.
Okay. Best American animated show?
It's probably the best American animated show of all time. Like Avatar's good. Fuck out of here. You know, Young Justice is great. That yeah. Fuck out of here. Samurai Jack. Amazing.
Well, I mean, what about like The Simpsons? That was an animated show.
It's fun. Simpsons is great. Fuck out of here. Samurai Jack.
I don't know. How many seasons was Samurai Jack on for?
I mean, Simpsons is running, is still running. It's running a long time. Like, I admit that. But I mean, for just in terms of like character development, storytelling from top to bottom, going to take you on an emotional roller coaster, going to bring you places. Samurai Jack.
All right. Is the guy actually a samurai?
Yes, he is. He is a samurai. You know what? Hold on. I'm just going to. I don't have to. You can actually play this because it's volume wise. You can play this on the stream, people. On the cast.
It's gonna get censored. We're gonna get flagged, and I'm gonna get yelled at if we play things over the air here. If it's copywritten.
How long is fair use, sir?
I don't know. I don't know the fair rules use. For these things.
How long is fair use?
Talk to my fair use lawyer, Ross.
Mahomes. Actually, no, we could theoretically do it as parody. We could talk about it. Boom.
So, would The Matrix be cyberpunk? Or is that like that apocalyptic cyberpunk kind of thing?
No, that would kind of fall. Matrix is cyberpunk. So, here, let's go to films real quick. Boom. Alien.
Alien was cyberpunk?
When they're not in the ship.
Okay. All right.
Escape from New York. Another good one. That would be like that. Blade Runner, like I said. Tron.
Tron. Now, was Tron really cyberpunk? Because that what was cyberpunk about that? They literally just went into a video game.
Right.
That was
right,
that's more virtual reality fantasy.
Virtual reality, but it was virtual reality in a cyberpunk style world. You know, I would say it's soft.
I guess
I wouldn't give it a full pass, but it's soft cyberpunk. It's on the list. I'm just reading off the list.
All right. I love Tron. Tron was
the Terminator, great. Bam, RoboCop, Bam, Gunhead, which is a Japanese movie. Let me see. What else we got here? Total Recall.
Total Recall? Yeah, okay.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That looks fucking terrifying.
What?
That's not even a horror movie.
The Meg? I know.
No. Fucking 964 Pinocchio.
What?
Is a 1991 Japanese cyberpunk film from filmmaker Shosen Fukui? Fukui. It deals with the theme of brain-modified sex slaves as well as mental breakdowns in a hallucinogenic thrill ride. But this fucking front cover, man.
Post it.
This fucking DVD cover is fucking terrifying.
What the fuck is that thing? Is that a guy?
I don't know. 964 Pinocchio is a memory-wiped sex slave robot who... This is the plot. 964 Pinocchio is a memory-wiped sex slave cyborg who is thrown out by his owner for failure to maintain an erection. It is unclear in what way he has been modified beyond having no memory and being unable to communicate. He is discovered by Himiko, a homeless girl, while wandering aimlessly through the city. Himiko has also been memory wiped, possibly by the same company that produces Pinocchio, but she is fully functional. Himiko spends her days drawing maps of the city to aid other memory wiped people. Himiko takes Pinocchio home and tries to teach him to speak. After much effort, he has a breakthrough and finally becomes aware of the situation. At the point, his body erupts into an inexplicable metamorphosis, and it becomes clear that his modifications were much more involved and esoteric than simple memory loss. Himiko also begins to transform, though in a much more subtle manner.
I'm fearful, but
I also want to watch this movie.
Yeah, yep, I'm fearful, but intrigued at what this movie could bring.
Oh my god.
We after SU, we need to pull up a trailer of this movie.
Well, here's a still from here. I got two stills from this fucking movie for you.
All right, this might turn me off. I mean, I don't like it. I don't like that at all. Did he eat someone?
I don't know.
And then there's why is he so pale? What is that thing?
I don't know.
It's a Vatst. It's like several faces in that face.
I don't know, man.
I don't know which one I find more disturbing. I find the first one more disturbing.
One's kind of meme worthy.
Yeah. Bring me your excess faces. That first one, though, man, that's like what I would be scared to. If the zombie apocalypse happened, ready? Hold on. If the zombie apocalypse ever happened, okay, everyone who knows me, I want the zombie apocalypse to happen. I'd be a fighter, okay? I would strive to survive. And yeah, we've all talked about it a million times. If the zombie apocalypse ever happened and I ever saw a zombie that looked like that first picture, I'm offing myself. I don't want to be in a world with those. That's gnarly. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Can you post a good picture just to like as like a palate cleanser? Like, I mean, deleting the pictures isn't helping.
Hold on.
We need like, yeah, we just need like a rough palate cleanser. Those were bad.
Fucking Mary Berry. I'm coming, Webby.
Mary Berry. Ruby Rose's Batgirl. 964 Pinocchio. See, now that you've posted those stills, I'm kind of scared to go watch a trailer, but I'm still intrigued based off of the synopsis.
Hold on, I got something for you.
Better be dubbed. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, no. I don't have a trailer for that. I can pull that up in a minute. That's not hard.
No. I'm saying, like, the movie itself better be dubbed. Otherwise, I'm probably not going to watch
it. It has a DVD, American DVD release. I'm assuming it is.
Yeah.
Because that was the American DVD cover. So I'm assuming.
While you're looking for whatever it is you're looking for, I have a quote for you.
Go for it.
Some people couldn't be nice even if a unicorn shoved a fairy wand up their ass while Judy Garland stood there singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That's the quote of the day.
All right. And there you go. Here's that. All right.
Make Here's a palate cleanser. Well.
He's like us. Your rugs ain't shit.
Your rugs ain't shit. Your cakes ain't shit. Okay, so what were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about movies, cyberpunk. How did we get on the cyberpunk topic? Oh, I asked about it because of the game. Cyberpunk,
the game. Okay. And then you're like, what is cyberpunk? And I was like, oh, that's a whole other question. All right. So going down the list, more so. Hey, you know what, Webby? We just watched this tie-in a few weeks ago. Demolition Man, also cyberpunk.
That's a cyberpunk movie.
It kind of would be. It would be. Yep.
I guess it is futuristic, and they did have, like, the cerebral, like, the enhancements, like, or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, And the enhancements, it's weird. Cyberpunk is a weird genre because it is up to, there's a lot of stuff that makes it not cyberpunk, or a lot of stuff that makes it is cyberpunk. There's not enough that disqualifies it from being cyberpunk. That makes sense.
All right, what would disqualify something from being even classified as cyberpunk? Like, what's a hard disqualifier?
Let's see. I'm trying to give you, get a more eloquent answer.
If the movie starts with the Disney theme song, it's probably not cyberpunk.
Possibly.
Although Disney owns everything. Yeah, me and you were on the same page for that one.
Disney owns us. We just don't know it yet.
Well, whatever.
I can't talk right now. So to give you an idea, I'm not gonna do that. That's opening up more.
That's a whole nother can of worms.
That's a whole nother can of worms that's a whole episode later down the road. I'm not doing that right now.
I'm assuming since cyberpunk is futuristic, anything that is based in the past would disqualify it.
Maybe. Usually, yes. But it also it's relative too, so it's kind of give you an idea, right? So this is the another game that'd be like a good cyberpunk game, Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Okay.
Or Deus Ex Machina, that'd be a good one. I'm trying to find some hard disqualifiers.
I'll tell you what, while you're looking for that, tell me a little bit. I saw that, and you mentioned that this is also Cyberpunk has a tabletop RPG game.
Yes, it's had a tabletop RPG.
Okay, so tell me a little bit. Do you know enough to talk about that a little bit?
I played it a couple times. I do enjoy it. I played it a couple times. So Cyberpunk originally, when it first came out, first edition was Cyberpunk 2013. Obviously that came out in 1988.
Okay. Well, so, we can't knock it. D&D came out a long time ago.
Oh no, I'm just saying but Cyberpunk 2013, they were like, "Oh, it's going to be edgy and cyberpunky in 2013." 2013 was a pretty boring year, all things considered.
Yeah.
Then in 1990 they were like, "Well, 2013, 2 years later they were like, 2013's too close. We got to go to 2020." So they rebooted it again to Cyberpunk 2020. That was version 2, and then the final set, which is what I played, was Cyberpunk version 3.0, which is what they just got rid of years. So it was a skill-based system. It was based in Night City, which was a little southeast, I believe, southwest of San Francisco. So you had these mega corporations. You had these mega corporations in the world. So Cyberpunk 2020, as the name implies, takes place in the year 2020. The game default setting is a fictional Night City, a city of 5 million people on the west coast of the United States located between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Boom. It is described as being near San Jose, but the map puts it closer to Monterey. Later supplements of the game contain information about the rest of the U.S. and the world. Following a vast socioeconomic collapse and a period of martial law, the United States government has had to rely on several mega corporations to survive. This has given them a veritable carte blanche to operate as they will. So you have some mega corporations. You have Araska, which is a huge Japanese Zaibatsu.
Shinra.
Yes.
Shinra from Final Fantasy.
Yep. A huge Japanese. I would technically be considered a Zaibatsu. So there you go, sir. Boom. Look at you.
I don't even know what you just said.
Zaibatsu, it will be effectively a Japanese, it's basically like a Japanese industrial or financial business empire. It's like a huge conglomerate. Like, if, to give you an idea, like Toshiba would be a Zaibatsu.
Okay.
Sony would be a Zaibatsu. The big four Zaibatsus, let's see. So you have, they're part of the best. So you have like Sumimoto. The Sumimoto group owns Mazda, Mitsui, NEC, Nippon Glass, Osaka Titanium, all of that. They own all of that shit. You have Mitsubishi is one of the big Zaibatsus. Mitsui Nintendo. Is the one. No. Then you have second tier Zaibatsus, which is like Asano, Fuji. If I'm not, who owns Mitsubishi? Let's see.
Namco.
I'm sure Namco is owned by one of these people in here. So you're not wrong. Anyway, moving on. Bam. You have Biotechnica, an Italian biotechnology and pharmacology and cybernetic firm.
Right. Okay, so in this RPG, the city's run by big corporations. Giant
corporations, yes.
Gotcha. So what's the premise of the game?
The game is you take over as... You play a character in the world of Cyberpunk. I mean, the GM kind of comes up with it's mainly a street level, like film noir style game, like a noir style game. So like you're presented with an issue, you know, and you go to go solve the problem.
Now, can you get like bio enhancements or?
Absolutely can. You can have,
like,
you know,
like cybernetic eye.
You have cybernetic. You absolutely can. You have gut arms. Cyberpunk 2020 claims to lend itself to play in the street level dark film noir genre, but certain aspects of the game base system can influence game sessions towards a high body count. 1980s nice. Action movie style.
Nice.
Yeah. From what I remember, it's one of those systems where, like, if you get shot, you're probably dead. It's not good. Because there were like guns that like blew people in half. It wasn't good times. It was bad times for everybody. So although each player must choose a character class or role from those given in the basic rules, there's enough variation in the skill system so that no two members of the same class are alike. Because Cyberpunk 2020 is skill-based, the choices of skills around the class-specific special ability allows a wide range of character development choices, including non-combatants. The combat system called Friday Night Firefight emphasizes lethality. Several pages in the rules are devoted to discussing real combat versus the illusions often seen on TV. Attempts are made to keep the combat as realistic as possible in a game setting. No matter who the character is, a single bullet can result in a lethal wound. This encourages a more tactical-oriented and thought-out gameplay, which is accordance in the rough and gritty ethos of the cyberpunk genre as a whole. Although the amount of damage a character can sustain does not increase as the character develops, the only way a character can become more damage-resistant is to either become better at not being hit, physically augment their body with muscle, trained or implemented in cybernetics, or wear armor. Which usually one of the other things to Cyberpunk tends to edge right on the side of transhumanism. So, which is where another game goes, which is Eclipse Phase. I like that game too. That's like Call of Cthulhu in space. But it's like, imagine if your body means nothing to you at this point. Where it's really a game about if you want to hold on to your humanity as much as possible, or do you want to... It's so much to the point where you have in that game you play a consciousness, and you just sleeve into a physical body. Physical bodies are usually called sleeves. So the only objective you have, really, as you complete, you can't really die. The only thing that may happen is, let's say, like your GM could say, "Well, you haven't had a chance to back up your memories, so you may get re-uploaded in your character a level prior." If that makes sense.
Okay.
And the thing about it is there's a bunch of different races because it's like out, it's in space.
So it's like legit races. You haven't hit your save point. You didn't save your game, so start back.
Exactly. So okay. Your memories are re-downloaded into a body. Also, too, you want to bank credits and money because you have to buy your sleeves, and different sleeves have different qualities. And if you can't afford one, you get what's called like a loaner, which is just like basically like a housekeeping robot. Okay. As opposed to like you have this guy over here who has a bunch of money. He may be like a four-armed race of people with like guns in his hands. So, you know, you want to save your money. So it's kind of about working to get money, dealing with Call of Cthulhu style issues sometimes, working to get money to fight off other issues while also realizing that death isn't really that important, because as long as you have the money to fix yourself, it's not a big deal.
And remembering to save your consciousness,
back up your memories. I mean, yeah. It's literally just so that's like the other that's like the deep side of Cyberpunk. Usually Cyberpunk like kisses that edge, because usually in Cyberpunk there's like the eternal battle of if to be more human or not be more human. You know, there's kind of like usually a lot of times there's that battle of how at what point do you stop being human, you know what I mean, and at what point are you no longer human and you're just
so a machine. What you're telling me is the vamp game that I run for you guys on Monday, I should take a Cyberpunk twist to it.
I would love that, but you don't have to. I mean technically we could all just sleep. That's our downtime. We just downtime for the next 180 years. 2077. How long we got? 60-ish years? 58 years.
Oh, so, that's a catnap for you guys.
Yeah, we're just gonna downtime for 58 years. No big deal. So we're taking next time you hear vamp guys, it's gonna be Vampire 2077.
You guys go and meet Abraham, and he's like Dr. Octopus now. He's got like fucking like tentacles coming out of his spine.
It's like, what happened to you?
He stays current with the times.
What happened to you? I was born in the darkness.
You nearly adopted it. Oh, goddamn Bane.
Shit. Fucking 964 Pinocchio.
All
right.
I will say, in the vamp game, I believe there are rules if you wanted to, that you can get cybernetics, I believe, at some point.
Dope. So yeah, like you said, hackers. Hackers is, we used to Cyberpunk.
That'd be like a soft Cyberpunk, though, right? Because
It's still Johnny Mnemonic.
I don't know. That was
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah.
Oh, man, that movie looks so dated, because it is dated. It's really dated.
I do vaguely remember that movie.
The movie is really dated. Oh, God. Aeon Flux, movie Cyberpunk.
I saw the movie of Aeon Flux.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. iRobot.
iRobot, I've seen that. All right.
Yep, iRobot.
Now, okay, now back to my original question, because we are coming up on an hour mark.
Yes.
Now, my original question sparked this whole conversation was the Cyberpunk game that's coming out featuring Keanu Reeves. What is that about?
That game is about... Burp, burp, burp.
Because I know you had to explain what Cyberpunk was to me.
The thing is, the game doesn't... So this is the game's not out for another year. But I can tell you, it's set 57 years later. So, adopted from the 1988 tabletop game Cyberpunk 2020, it is set 57 years later in the dystopian Night City, California. An open world with six distinct regions, first-person
perspective. So, you having played the RPG game...
I have it in a long time. I have played the RPG.
But is this going to be kind of like a flashback for like a kind of a reminiscent thing for you if you play the Cyberpunk game? Kind of like how there's the new Vampire Bloodlines 2 coming out.
Not necessarily. Only reason why is because the tabletop RPG, when I played in it, we were just running, it was in the world, but we weren't really running something that was like with distinctive characters and things like that. So I only played a couple of games. So it wasn't like a long thing. I did enjoy it, but the group just kind of broke up after
now, a while. If we wanted to run the Cyberpunk game in the Distractions Media group, say I wanted to DM some fucking weird Cyberpunk game for you guys. What system would best encourage that?
Cyberpunk, probably. I have the books. Well, on PDF. I have the books.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, like, what could it be? I mean, BRP is always a good system. So, if you wanted to be honest, I would say if you didn't want to use Cyberpunk itself and you wanted to look for a different answer, basic role playing would always be a good system. GURPS would always be a good system. And fuck, I will say this with a caveat: this would be my least favorite option, but it could easily work. Fate,
no.
Core,
no.
Only Fate Core.
No.
Not Fate Accelerated.
Throw it out. Shit.
No. You don't have experience with Fate Core.
I don't
Fate
care. Core. Throw it out.
No, I'm not.
Because you even said Cyberpunk was originally intended, it was essentially a skill-based game.
Well, Fate Core is all skill-based.
Well, Fate Core, don't you only have fucking like four skills?
No. Fate Core is totally different than Fate Accelerated. The crap that we play in Vendetta Effect, like I enjoy the game of Vendetta Effect. I enjoy the game of Fate. War into Anyone, all that stuff. I enjoy that. System of Fate Accelerated is mind-numbingly boring. But like Fate Core is actually, you actually have to process in Fate Core. There's a lot to actually, not a lot, but there's enough to do. If a game like D&D was like rules medium plus, like rules, like you have to understand the rules to really grasp D&D, which obviously as a player of D&D, I have a grasp of the rules, at least enough to jump in and just play the game, right?
Right.
But looking at that and then going to like a game like Fate Core, I could literally throw you down at the table and you just learn as you went along, no problem. Fate Accelerated is like that. Fate Core is firmly in the middle. Fate Core, I would say, is closer to D&D in terms of how rules are, in terms of like how many rules, what rules, how things play out, is way closer to that than Fate Accelerated. Fate Accelerated is a boring game. It's very boring. Fate Core is totally like, one day I actually wouldn't mind running you through like a Fate Core thing, just so you can see what I'm talking about. I wouldn't do it long term, to be completely honest with you, just because it's not my favorite system, but it is a much better system than Fate Accelerated.
All right. So sorry to interject. Go back to the video game here.
What about it?
General explanation of what this game's about. It takes place in Night City or whatever.
It's gonna take place in Night City, just like the Cyberpunk video games. I know it's developed by the guys from Wish Tree. They're hyping this game a lot. This game doesn't come out until April 2020.
Jesus. All right.
Yeah. So that's why it's not even a lot out about it yet. In terms of like what it does and what it doesn't do, it's not a lot out about it yet. Like setting wise, like it's Night City is an American megacity. In the free state of California, controlled by corporations and unassailed by the laws of both country and state. So basically, it's a corporation controlled no man's land.
Okay. Now, Okay, let me ask you this. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this cyberpunk thing still. I'm gonna name a movie. You tell me if I'm kind of there or if I'm fucking nowhere near cyberpunk. Mad Max
would be, that's more of like, that would be more considered like post-apocalyptic, kind of, not like that's more of a post-apocalyptic movie than that. That Mad Max is like what would happen after technology and everything crashed down, or that in the cyberpunk world technology crashed down and everybody had to start fresh. That's what Mad Max would be. All
right.
You're not like social wise, you're not wrong.
So I'm like somewhere far. That's more dystopian. I'm somewhere far off in like right field right now as far as that guess.
Yeah. So Mad Max is more dystopian, but it's also a apocalyptic, not necessarily, but like apocalyptic dystopian style future. Okay. Whereas this is more of a technological dystopia. Like that's kind of another good way to describe cyberpunk. So imagine like the same kind of social structures, the same kind of like people, but give them a giant ass city instead of the desert and give them fucking implants, cybernetic implants.
Okay. Let me toss this one out at you.
Go for it.
What about Star Wars?
Star Wars is...
You have big metropolis-like cities. You can get people who have enhancements, like technological enhancements.
You do. And you're not wrong, but again, that's when cyberpunk... The second you usually get to a point where it's... You're casually hitting light speed, jumping around, that kind of thing, it's usually beyond cyberpunk at that point.
Okay.
That's what I said. It becomes a weird thing. Like, think like fucking not Judge Dredd, not Demolition Man. Terminator, not Terminator. Fucking what's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Trying to think of it right now. Can't think of it.
Rambo. That was not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Sylvester Stallone. Oh, if you wanted me to say Total Recall, you should have said the movie with the chick with three boobs.
Total Recall.
Oh yeah, Total Recall.
They can go to Mars, but they're not. It's not this light speed over the galaxy kind of travel thing.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
One of my favorite movies that give you the feel of a city. Fifth Element. Fifth Element would be one of my ideal movies to show somebody like just getting in. Like this is kind of what the baseline of like cyberpunk would be.
Okay, so would Fifth Element be considered cyberpunk?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I got that's you. Like what I would consider like the baseline movie that I would probably say yeah, like right here. That's what cyberpunk would be.
All right, I got you.
You know,
man, that was a lot to take in, Devin. I mean,
it was.
Honestly,
it was. I wasn't doing a great job explaining it, to be honest. And that's just and a lot of that's on me.
I'm not gonna lie. I did not realize that you were as big a fan of cyberpunk as you are.
I really love cyberpunk. It's so. I say cowboys are like my favorite.
I was going to say, I always thought you like the Wild
Cyberpunk,
West.
Cyberpunk's right up there. Also another good cyberpunk movie. Cause I know you like the movie Chappie.
Nice. Yeah. Sleepy Weepy.
I'm still convinced that in that movie that Hugh Jackman's not really the bad guy. Like I have a hard time saying Hugh Jackman's the bad guy in Chappie.
Oh yeah. That's right. He was
like, he was, but I have a really hard time saying he is. Another like example of it too, Ultraviolet. That movie was terrible, by the way.
I don't know if I saw that one. It sounds familiar.
It wasn't memorable. It was a chick with like the rectangular sword. She had like the rectangular katana that was sharp on both sides.
I don't remember.
She was dressed in all white. What's her name? Fucking who played her? Who played that? Who played you? It was Mila Jovovich. It was. That was her. Right after her. Resident Evil stuff.
In between Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, you know. Hey, look, $30 million budget made $31.1 million.
Hey,
made money.
Profit.
Made money. That was my go-to saying.
Made a million bucks.
That was my go-to saying every single time I had to. Like I was when I would play a Game Dev Tycoon, I release a game and we get bad reviews. I'd be like, I'd watch it go up. It's like, oh, hey, Green, made money. it's like they took your game off the market. It made a dollar, made money.
That was a dollar more than I had 10 minutes ago.
Made money.
Man.
Why do you think you're putting out shitty games? Made money.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is there a Wild West cyberpunk movie?
That is a good question. Let's see. I would say by true definition, no.
Cowboys versus aliens.
No.
Right. Well, I mean, they had some crazy like alien tech there, but that's alien.
The closest
stuff.
Thing I would say, but then this is really pushing the
button. Wild Wild West.
I know.
With Will Smith.
I would say, no. Hell no.
Come on. How is that not cyberpunky? They had a giant mechanical robot.
It's closer to steampunk than cyberpunk.
Yeah, but it was still... Yeah, okay. All right, you got me.
Okay. God damn that movie. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. Fuck everything that movie stands for.
Oh, man. I hated the villain in that movie. Hated him so much.
Loveless?
Yeah. Just, oh, I hated God. The face. I hated the face.
Mustache.
The goatee. Yeah, I hated everything about that guy. I was like, man, I'm glad he's getting his ass whooped.
I fucking hate that movie. Oh my God, that movie is so bad.
All right, Devin. If you had to sit down and watch one of these movies with me,
Oh God.
Would it be Wild West or whatever the fuck God. It's called? Pixels. Okay.
Oh boy.
Or Rampage.
Can I eat a bullet?
Nope. You're spending time with me. Okay? We're gonna chill right. in my living room. I'm gonna make some popcorn and some pizza.
I totally forgot that fucking RoboCop had an animated series.
Me too.
Made by Marvel, 1988.
Have you seen that video? I don't remember what it is. It's definitely a parody, but it's RoboCop shooting everybody's dick off.
Yes.
Man, that
that's
video.
Where they, I think that's where they got the joke for Triceratops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember in, what you call it? In Kung Fu... No, not Kung Fu Panda. Fucking...
Kung Fu Hustle?
Not Kung Fu Hustle. Oh, Triceratops! Where are you from? I know Shaolin where you're from. Soccer. Good movie, but no.
Sorry, I'm scratching my back. For all those who can you're hear good. Me scratching you're my good. Back.
Triceratops. Kung Fury.
Kung yeah. Fury, all right.
Yeah, Kung Fury. That's where they got the joke for Triceratops. You just shooting everybody's dicks off. Triceratops is awesome. When's Kung Fury 2 coming out?
I don't know.
Like, that needs to happen. Kung Fury 2... Let's see. It's in pre-production. Okay. Oh shit. I don't know if this is true. Is this true? I don't know. If it's true, they got some big names for this movie. It's on IMDb. But you know, it has David Hasselhoff. It had him in the first one, so that makes sense. David Sandberg makes sense because he's the main character. But Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Elijah Gonzalez and Michael Fassbender. I mean, I'm down. If they had the budget to pull it off, I'm down. Also, too, people, not a cyberpunk movie, just a good movie crossed my mind a minute ago. Leon the Professional, also known as The Professional.
Or yes, I do love that movie. I love the fact that that motherfucker loves milk.
Yeah, he loves milk. And that's an action movie where the hero dies.
True. Man, was, that's sad.
Was he the hero all along or was she the hero? Who knows? But
well, okay. Now you're crossing a moral line, though. Can an assassin really be a hero?
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. He's still doing bad things. But we just had this conversation, Devin, and I asked you in one of our Facebook chats. If you kill someone out in the woods and no one's around to hear it, is it still murder? And you're like, yes,
it's still murder. I never said murder couldn't be good. I just said it's murder. Can't argue that point, can you? I never said murder.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Sorry if I finish you. If anybody you know is personally murdered,
yeah. But Leon the Professional. Sure. That's I mean, it's a great movie, but it's strange.
It's a great movie.
He's an assassin. Movie. Takes on this little girl and like teaches her, and then she becomes an assassin.
Yep.
Oh, cyberpunk movie for you.
Movie.
It's not cyberpunk. I'm way off base here. The Cube. We just haven't talked about it in a long time. I wanted to bring it up.
It's fine. Appleseed is actually. A great cyberpunk movie.
I don't know what that is.
It's a bunch of Appleseed movies.
Okay, I got another movie review for us to do at some point, but it might be hard pressed for us to find it.
Okay, what is it?
Drop Dead Fred.
Okay, I'm done. Batman Beyond. That's some animated cyberpunk. I mean, I think the most.
Oh,
like...
how about that? Okay, let me ask you that. How about what about the Batman movie, the really bad one with Mr. Freeze in it?
No, because I refuse.
Well, but I mean, it had like all the big shiny lights and, you know, Mr. Freeze had technological enhancements.
I refuse.
I mean, is that technically a cyberpunk movie?
I would say technically no, because I mean, that's just... Because even like in the comic books, that's how Mr. Freeze and the Mar. Like, it, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say it is. Like, it.
Yeah, but
it's
in the movie,
character.
Man, they made it way more flashy. Like, Gotham looked really flashy in that movie.
That's just Tim Burton.
Yeah, well, you know.
He makes everything like that. Tim Burton does one acid trip. Like, everything's an acid trip.
Lawnmower Man. That's one, right?
Yes. Lawnmower Man is one.
I don't really know many of the movies there, I guess.
I mean, you know enough of them. You know enough of them. I forgot they made a Lawnmower Man too. Oh yeah, Paycheck. I remember. I had that movie in DVD. I don't know why I bought that movie in Paycheck.
Which one was Paycheck?
It was fucking Ben Affleck and Uma Thurman. I actually liked that movie. Like, it wasn't a good movie, but I actually kind of liked that movie. It was an alright movie.
Man, I like. I'm probably gonna get a lot of shit for this, but I like a lot of Ben Affleck movies. So
no, I do too. I do too. Don't feel bad. I mean, in Ben Affleck's your homeboy. You got to represent.
Yeah. You know? Well, he's homeboy. One. I mean, that's also why I like Pixels. I like Adam Sandler. Listen, Adam Sandler's literally from the town next to me. That's a good spot to end it,
people.
Adam Sandler's literally from the town next to me. So
that's fine. He has a new movie on Netflix too.
I actually got to meet him once.
That's cool.
In the kitchen of a restaurant, I was delivering liquor.
Yeah, he has a new. Movie called Murder Mystery.
Is it any good? I haven't seen it yet.
Netflix reveals 30 million accounts viewed the movie. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's good or bad. I realize I really don't like Adam Sandler with a mustache.
Yeah. Well, I don't like many people who just have like just a mustache.
I mean, he has other facial hair in this picture, but I don't like it.
Yeah, but like when the mustache is like prominent, like that.
Like
know.
It doesn't look as bad here, but he just looks like he's sad here. He looks like he's dying on the inside.
Let me. Well, yeah, no, I don't like it. The second one, the second picture. Oh my god, you got me. He looks like he's forcing that smile too. He's like, well,
he's holding out a fart. Like he's smiling, while holding out a fart. Just like,
I like now. Okay, I don't know how you're gonna take this, Devin. I like to think now every time I say anything about me liking Rampage, I'm just gonna picture you making that face. That's and just five. Saying, "Well,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong."
Oh right. Man. Man, all right, man, that face, goddamn! I can't look at it without laughing.
It's a pretty funny face, very funny face.
Now let me ask you this: Did you watch his special?
Where he was singing and yeah.
All right, I was gonna say if you haven't, at least watch his. He does a very. A fantastic tribute to Chris Farley. I highly recommend people who haven't seen that to go YouTube it or you know look it up on Netflix or whatever. But
yep,
he did a fantastic job with that. But yeah, all right. Well, hey, Cyberpunk. I honestly did not think we were gonna get sucked into a cyberpunk conversation for an hour.
I mean, we got locked into a lot of conversations for an hour.
Yeah,
it was
we were kind of cyberpunk,
and then it kind of went over the but it worked out. It you know, it was a rant session. Oh, wait a minute. True. Hold on.
Are you sending me another picture of Adam Sandler with a weird fucking smile?
Nope. Boom. We got to do the moment of Zen.
Oh, yeah, the moment of Zen with Devin.
Let's see.
Devin, I showed you a picture of me when I was in like first grade or readiness or some shit like that, dressed as a panda. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
boy.
All right, let's find some Zen quotes.
Let me see. Huh.
All right, there we go. Boom. This comes from Buddha himself.
Oh shit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All
right. You will not be punished for your anger. You will be punished by your anger. So there we go.
One more time with that one.
You will not be punished for your anger. You will be punished by your anger.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I like that one.
And here's one.
Can you do a different one? Can you do? I know. Can you do another one?
Here's one from a very intelligent person named Devin. But if you really got to think them through, you have. Whenever faced with difficult decisions, masturbate and then think about it again.
Yes.
Only then will you find the real answer.
I can get behind that. All right, Devin. Well, this was a fantastic episode. I learned quite a bit about a genre that I now realize I knew practically nothing about. So thank you for educating me on that one.
Edumacation hour, baby.
Thank you, listeners, for sticking it out with us and listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you guys have thoughts or recommendations for topics that you'd like me and Devin to discuss in the future, feel free to reach out. Contact us. Devin, where can they reach out and contact you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at DMP_Pookie and on Twitch at Pook Killed Me. You can find me also, as always, on eBay at BarneyLover92.
Oh, man. God damn it. Now that song's stuck in my head.
Love me.
And as always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at JaxForestWalker, all one word, on Twitch at DMWebby, and on eBay at DOGAngryPanda. That one actually fits. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. Until next time, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster Gold. Get him, Samurai Jack.
I don't know who that is still. Send me a picture of the Samurai Jack.
Play this after the credits.
Alright. Is this the trailer for that video? No.
No, that's a different one. Which I can't explain the show any better than that does.
Fair enough.